Welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Special, episode 77.
Hi, I'm Alan Hunkins, author of Cracking the Leadership Code. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the ability to lead well is key, and one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
You connect to the bigger why and the bigger reasons behind things. This means that people, by definition, will be more involved in that organization because within that organization, the leader is growing the group, not just themselves.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In tonight's Saturday Night Special, I talk with you about why stewardship is a key principle of leadership. I share why that mindset of stewardship can really make you a better leader. And I also talk about why you know it if your leader has the stewardship view. You know, one area that a lot of folks need some help with is around the area of productivity. Getting not just more things done, but actually getting the right things done can be really, really tough. I've got a course called Productivity for Your Passion that's designed to help you do this and then to hold you accountable and walk with you so that you can tailor productivity not just to be getting more done, but actually getting the right things done. What's more, we take the approach of looking at your personality and how you actually look at things in the world and tailor the productivity system to your personality. Because the truth is, a lot of the systems that are out there are written really well for somebody with a particular personality type. But if you have a different approach to things, they just don't work. But there's tools and techniques and approaches that you can take that will work for anyone. And we help you do that in Productivity for Your Passion. Check it out over at inspiredstewardship.com/launch. At first glance, a lot of folks wonder why I ask my interview guest what leadership means to them. And then I also usually ask about stewardship of most of my guests. And at first glance, most people think those two concepts are completely different. Leadership often is ascribed to be that position that someone has as the leader of a group or an organization. But as you've heard so many of my guests talk about, leadership is really about influence, not position. It's often something that we have, even if we're not in a formal leadership position. And I would argue that stewardship, and one of the reasons I talk about stewardship so much, is because stewardship is a key part of true leadership. So, you know, stewardship at its fundamental involves a few things. It involves developing a sense of trust. It involves allowing people to understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that trust is inherent in that relationship. As part of that, to build trust, it involves transparency. It involves letting people see behind the curtain. It involves letting them see what's going right and what's going wrong. It involves having a sense of compassion, having empathy and concern for others, both personally and professionally. If you're in a professional organization, you still have to have love and compassion for others. If you're in a personal situation, you have to have love and compassion for others. And as part of that also, as part of a stewardship mindset, it involves allowing for a sense of hope, allowing for the idea that there are things bigger than us and there are things coming down the road that actually could be better and that we can work and strive towards those better things. And all of those same traits, in my opinion, are part of being good at leadership. I've seen different groups come together and talk about leadership over the years, and always those ideas of trust and transparency and compassion always come up. And then I see those same things in that emotion of being a good steward. See, it's recognizing that if you're a leader, that role is probably temporary. And again, I'm not just talking about a positional role, though that's obviously temporary as well, but just the role of leadership. It ebbs and flows. Different people will come to admire you at different times. It's not a consistent thing. It changes. And because you have a temporary role, the organization in which you live lives longer than you. It has to be temporary. Because at some point, you're going to leave that organization, either because you're going to move on to a different group of people, or because you're going to die and move on that way. There's always an exit at all times. That reality of recognizing the temporary role that you have as a leader gives you the ability to steward the organization. And stop just focusing on what's in it for me, but what is in it that I can use that will build the organization that lasts beyond me, that grows bigger than me. It also includes looking at other people within the organization and what can you do today to help the organization take care of not just you, but everyone within the organization. What can we do to make individuals in the company happier? What can we do to make them more stable? What can we do to make them have more ownership of their job and of the company and of the success of what's going on? In any leadership role, whether it's a family, whether it's a church, whether it's a business, you have to recognize that the needs of the individuals is part of what you have to take care of as a leader. That works when the leader has the mindset of stewardship. And when they do have that mindset, it automatically makes them a more successful leader, and I would argue a better leader. Because again, you begin to have a longer term view. You begin to see things as more than just you. You connect to the bigger why and the bigger reasons behind things. This means that people, by definition, will be more involved in that organization because within that organization, the leader is growing the group, not just themselves. And here's the truth. If you begin to think right now and write down the characteristics of leaders that you've been around, again, not just people that have been your boss, but when you've interacted with someone that you saw as a leader in a role or in an organization, when you saw somebody, whether it was a coworker, whether it was a family member, who exhibited great leadership, think about the characteristics that they expressed. Think about what you saw them do and say and how you saw them act. And I'd be willing to bet you that those characteristics would match up with the fact that they had a stewardship view. I would argue that the best leaders you know were also the best stewards of that leadership role and responsibility. And you see it and you know it and you recognize it when you're around it, because that is what makes a great leader. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, please, please do us a favor. Go over to inspiredstewardship.com/iTunes rate, all one word, iTunes rate, It'll take you through how to leave a rating and review and how to make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you can get every episode as it comes out in your feed. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.